You got to love that song. This is Frank Maloney with Who's Talking. I'm here with my co-host, Jim Hobgood. We're going to get caught up with all the other sports in just a moment, but I think Jim still has some comments about the basketball team and recent games.
Yeah, the one thing relative to Jeff Jones is, you know, my attitude, and I know Tony Bennett is a defensive guy. You made the comment off air about scoring 60 some points. You know, my feeling has always been if you want to compete with the Dukes or North Carolinas, you've got to be able to score. They're so talented that, you know, they're going to score 80 points, and you better be able to score with them. And that's why I like to have guys on the floor that can score, and that's why I'm looking at Sammy, Jeff, Sylvan, Mike Scott. At least you would have four guys on the floor in that scenario that are threats to score and may give you the opportunity to put some double-figure numbers on the old box score at the end of the night, because you know, defense is great and you have to play hard and you try to get as many stops as you can, but you also have to put the ball in the basket to be successful at the level that they're playing.
No doubt.
Let me throw it back to Mr. Maloney for the fall sports update. I failed to say that.
The ACC tournament champion Wahoo soccer team, the men earned the number 2 seed in the NCAAs, and they have outscored 3 strong opponents 9-0 while defeating Bucknell, Portland, and Maryland to advance the College Cup. The Hoos face Wake Forest at 5 p.m. on Friday. The semifinal game is televised on ESPN2. That's from down there in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the finals are set for Sunday at 1 p.m., where Virginia, if they were to win the game at Wake Forest, they would face the winner of the Akron-North Carolina game. Go Hoos, beat the Deacons. Men's basketball, the Hoos are tackling exams right now, and the team returns to the court for a series of home games beginning with UNC Wilmington on Saturday, December 19th, with a 7 p.m. tip-off.
Yeah, just an added thought on that. 5 consecutive home games between now and early January, must wins for this basketball team between December 19th and early January.
They've got to get their confidence going, don't they?
Yeah, before conference games start at NC State on January 13th.
Women's basketball. The number 19-ranked Cavaliers bounced back from the surprising loss to JMU by defeating Furman by 29 points. Monica Wright scored 30 points in the win and seems to have found her outside shot again. UVA moves to 7-2 on the season. They're off for exams, and their next game will be at Georgia on December 20th. Men's and women's swimming. The Hoos performed well at the recent UVA Invitational. Lauren Perdue and Scott Robeson were named ACC Swimmers of the Week as the Hoos won both divisions. UVA is off till January 9th when the swimmers will host Tennessee at the UVA Aquatics and Fitness Center. Men's wrestling. UVA is ranked 18th in the country, and they are led by Coach Steve Garland, who has appeared on air show a number of weeks back. He has reeled in another top-notch recruiting class for 2010-11. The Cavaliers will travel to UNC Greensboro and Appalachian State on December 19th. Go Wahoo Grapplers. Men's football. Nate Collins, Wahoo defensive lineman, was recognized as the Division I Defensive Lineman of the Year in Virginia by the Touchdown Club of Richmond last night at the Dudley Awards. It was great to see Coach Mike London, Bullet Bill Dudley, coaches Anthony Poindexter, and Chad Wilt at the banquet.
Yeah, one mistake Jim made. The first ACC game is on the road at NC State January 9th, not January 13th. January 13th is the first home ACC game against Georgia Tech. Frank, I know you want to join me in thanking Tim Sherman and Sean Moore for appearing on the show tonight.
They did an outstanding job as usual, and I think everyone is very excited about the hiring of Mike London. Next Wednesday's show promises to be very entertaining as well, as we learn more about the new coaching staff and some more recruiting news. We hope to line up assistant basketball coach Jason Williford for a visit. And we probably will have Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst, on just to break down the 13 recruits that Virginia currently has and maybe the other recruits that they're currently talking to.
And we're also having conversations with Brian O'Connor, the Virginia baseball coach. We'll probably have him on one Wednesday during the month of December.
Anyhow, the Wahoo soccer team has a huge game this Saturday at 5 o'clock. Beat Wake Forest so they can move to the finals. Let's cheer on the Wahoos on ESPN2, 5 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, terrific news in Charlottesville this week. Everybody excited about Mike London and the program, both men's basketball and football, headed in the direction we want it to.
you know, this might be a good chance this Friday as you blow off steam at the end of the work week to head on over to La Mera Restaurant or TJ's over there at the Jefferson Hotel to watch this game, or maybe even your local Fridays so you can watch the Wahoo soccer team, and hopefully they'll beat the Demon Deacons on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Support our sponsors. All right, we will look forward to joining you again next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 910. We thank you for listening, and on behalf of Frank Maloney, we say good night and go Hoos.
Go Hoos.